Watch out. She's a tickler. She's a tickler.
Oh, I like it. Even better.
She's a tickler.
I'm in a tickle zone right now.
What are we learning about Maria here? This is the Maria and Chad show. Joined in the studio by the cast of the new movie coming out on 420.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Super Troopers 2.
Yes. Hello. Hello.
The Deuce? Is that what this?
If you want to call the Deuce, you can call the Deuce.
Super Troopers.
Super Troopers.
Or Tooper Troopers, if you prefer.
Yeah, Tooper Troopers.
And it's been a few years, so you guys are coming back to answer all the unanswered questions?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
A lot of questions.
What kind of questions are we going to get answers to?
How to grow a mustache.
Thank you for not saying, you got to go see the movie. That's usually like, it's going to be good. You should go and buy a ticket.
We're only here to talk about mustaches, that's all.
Oh.
That's why we're here.
And it took you that long to grow the mustache back?
Like 16 years. How's it look?
It looks very good.
Thank you.
He grows.
No ways to go. Talk to me in another 15
I have a mustache for radio. Is that what it is?
I wouldn't sell yourself short, Kev. The mustache looks really, really nice and much improved since the first Super Troopers.
Thank you.
We would have made it earlier, but it took him a while to grow that.
Yeah. But now little Kev's all grown up.
Yeah, he's a man.
Every summer, I hear quotes from your movie. I go camping with a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
And they are all obsessed with the original Super Troopers. And I sent a text to my buddy John. I said, hey, what should I ask these guys when they come in? And he said, I know I could probably Google this and get the answer, but I'm too lazy. Ask them where the Broken Lizard name came from. Broken Lizard comedy troupe, that's who you guys are or were?
Right.
Yeah.
What is that? Is the name interesting or is this a dumb question?
It's a dumb question, but we're going to answer it.
Sorry, it's John's question, not mine.
We need to go back to mustache.
From John.
Eric has a good answer for this. Eric.
Why did you say it's a night gone wrong in Tijuana?
Oh, in Tijuana.
It's a euphemism, a broken lizard.
And the lizard is in place of donkey for what happened in Tijuana?
Or a night gone right.
Oh, okay.
That's really on how you look at it.
Yeah.
That was a different night.
So I wrote a bunch of questions down.
Okay.
And
in a big mug.
They're in a pot.
Okay.
And you guys can each pick a question.
Okay.
And answer it.
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
Or else she'll tickle you.
I love this.
Oh, all
right. That's the rules of the game. You get tickled.
Tickle machine.
What is the most impressive physical act you are capable of performing?
Ooh.
Super Troopers 2, Steve.
Okay. I can play my teeth.
Oh, let's.
Okay.
Oh, that's the finale theme?
That was just shaving a haircut right there.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Back to the mustaches again.
Back to the mustaches.
Wow. Who wants to dip their hand in Maria's pot?
Good, I got one. What TV mom do you find attractive?
Ooh.
But this is like from when I was like kid, right? This would be right now.
So this is going to be...
Whenever.
No, I think he's qualifying it because we're not going to think she's hot now.
Well, I'm going to go Carol Brady. Brady Bunch.
Okay.
Always liked her. But that was, when I was a kid, right?
So. Sure, that's fine.
You only liked the date scenario when you were a kid and she was a mom?
Yeah, I mean, like that thing.
I like that.
But didn't Greg date his mom?
They were all sleeping with each other. They were like Fleetwood Mac over there.
It's kind of weird over there.
Yeah. 70s, like, baby,
Alice
right?
was 70s. Getting in on it.
Yeah, and Alice's twin sister, she got in on it too. It got crazy up in there.
Okay, nobody likes the Brady Bunch, huh?
I read the book, Growing Up Brady. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
My question is, what baby-like quality do you still possess? There's a list. How much time do we have? I still wear diapers.
Yeah. You have soft fur behind your
soft
ears.
Arms.
I giggle when you shake your keychain in front of me.
You burp up your food.
Yeah.
You
pee all over the place uncontrollably.
And you wear diapers. Boom.
Okay, Eric, go.
Okay, this one's unexpected. I wouldn't have expected to pull this one. What would you not want to put in your butt?
Actually, all it's the right other here. Questions in there are that one.
Yeah.
So
that's
it's a trick.
I'm the sucker. I got.
We knew somebody would get that.
Interesting.
So, of all the things you do like to put in your butt,
yeah.
What do you not?
I pretty much open anything, but the one thing I would not would probably be a trombone.
A trombone.
Okay.
Anything else is cool.
Because you're thinking the traditional entry. If you went backwards, it'd be okay.
That would be a good way to do it. Yeah.
Versus a tuba, you're okay with a tuba.
Tuba's
but
fine.
The trombone.
Sousaphone. Yeah. Anything's fine, but.
Schnitzel. I'm sorry, we do have kids in the studio. I forgot. All of a sudden got carried away.
My wife's going to kill me when she sees what I've exposed my son to.
With you guys' movies, I know you guys are friends from way back and been working together for a very long time. Are any of the things that have shown up in your movies based on things that happened in your real life?
Yes.
All of them? Or like, is there any examples?
There are a lot of them.
The opening scene of Super Troopers, of the first Super Troopers, is based on a true story, which was a bachelor party on the border of Vermont and Canada, and we got pulled over going into Canada, and border security found a joint in the Winnebago, and so they asked everybody to get off and go into the holding cell, and there was one guy holding mushrooms for the entire bachelor party, and he ate them all.
Ah.
And then nobody would take ownership of this of the joint, and so this kid was in a holding cell for about 4 hours, tripping on mushrooms, and then finally his big brother was like, all right, fine, it's my joint. I accept ownership of this. And they were like, okay, well, turn around and go back to the States, and you're not allowed back in Canada for 7 years, eh? And everyone's like, that's the punishment? That was what it was? So anyway, we went back, and then the kid tripped for 48 hours straight.
So that kid that we're talking about that tripped, is he here with us today?
No.
Oh, is that one of you guys? Okay.
A friend. Just a friend.
Oh, it's always a friend. It's always a friend.
Still a friend?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, he had a great time. Yeah. His cheeks hurt from smiling the entire time. Yeah.
This new movie, Super Troopers 2, again, in theaters on April 20th, it's a return to a border scenario where you're dealing with Canada this time, right?
Yeah. Topical. Border wars. That's okay. Topical stuff, right?
Gotcha. Real hard-hitting news.
Hard-hitting. The Canadian border is a very nice place, though. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're very nice up there.
What's this about? What's the story?
So it turns out they realize that there's a tiny little sliver of the bottom of Canada that is actually U.S. soil, and there's a little town in that little stretch of land. So they need to now have American police there to enforce American law. To not just a Canadian town, but a very French-Canadian town.
Okay.
So we're given the unenviable task of going and having to be an occupying force in the small Canadian town.
It's a tough job.
And they don't like
Canadians don't bit. Like it.
Yeah, it's like Red Dawn.
Is there a trombone in the movie, or is that just maybe for the credits?
You have to come.
Yeah.
Watch and see.
Spoiler alert.
Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be
absolutely.
Watching
thank you 420 for
and celebrating as well before and after the movie.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Super Troopers 2.
Yeah. Nice.